And good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important person here today from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region, Gretchen Presley, Community Relations Manager. Hi, Gretchen.
Hello. How are you?
You know, I'm great. How are you?
I am doing just fine.
You know what? I feel like we haven't talked in forever.
We it has been a while. I'm so happy to be here, though, and because we have some really fun topics to talk about
today. We have so much to talk about today. And let's start with actually our Thursday Pet of the Week.
You know, we just talked about this earlier, or last hour, I guess, middle of last hour.
Yeah. but he's so sweet. He's a lab mix.
Yes, worth talking about again.
Absolutely.
Sure. His name is Bernard, and he is a 10-year-old lab mix, as you said. It came in as a stray, and unfortunately no owners ever came to claim him. But he is obviously used to people because he loves people, a little bit hesitant in new situations, but warms up very quickly, really great on the leash. And I always say that the best thing about senior pets is that they are very experienced
yes.
at being members of your household, and Bernard is no exception.
And he is so handsome, and he's got a great smile, and you and I both, we love the
the seniors.
Yeah. So if people want to get more information about Bernard, how can they do that?
So you can visit him online right now at hsppr.org or in person at 610 Abbott Lane, starting 11 a.m. today. And the best part about Bernard and all of his senior dog friends, which is 7 years and up, is we are actually having a pet teak sale right now. So we're saying they're not old, they're vintage.
Yes, they're vintage.
Exactly.
They're experienced.
Experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our senior dogs, 7 years and older, have their adoption fees waived right now.
Aww.
Thanks to the generosity of Mike and Cindy with Status Symbol Auto Body and Bill and Debbie of Dent Tech. Not only did they donate all of the adoption fees for 19 senior dogs and 11 senior cats, but we estimate that it costs the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region an average about $433 to get a senior pet ready for adoption.
Wow.
So that includes lump biopsies, dental work,
blood work,
everything, getting them healthy, making sure they're healthy. And this usually doesn't include any special treatment. So if we have to treat them for something, that's usually above and beyond. And so again, Status Symbol Auto Buddy and Dentech, so generous in waiving or donating the adoption fees and that cost of care for the extra shelter time, all that treatment and everything for 19 lucky senior dogs and 11 senior cats.
That's awesome.
So we've already gotten all 11 senior cats adopted.
That's fantastic.
Yes, that happened so fast. It was wonderful to see. We've gotten 7 senior dogs adopted.
Okay.
So we've got 12 more.
12 more, including
yes.
Bernard, who's
including
up for adoption.
We've got Shane available for adoption. He is a 10-year-old schnauzer mix.
Oh.
Absolutely wonderful. Loves to cuddle. We've got Terry, and she is an 8-year-old Jack Russell mix. Several more amazing seniors hanging out at the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region right now, just waiting to meet you.
That is so fantastic. And of course, we can tell you about them, but you can also go online at hsppr.org and see them, right?
That's right. You can see their picture. And then, of course, show up at 11 a.m. today. You can meet with any of them that you would like, that you think would be a good match for your family. And we're hoping to get all 19 wonderful senior dogs adopted as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you and I love senior pets.
Yes, they are my favorites. They all deserve wonderful homes for their retirements.
You know, my puppy, Doc, who just turned 3, by the way, he's still in his lab, so you know that energy level is up here. So it's like, okay, bing, bing, boo, bing, bing, bing. Sometimes it's great to have the older,
senior.
Yes.
Yes, if you don't want to deal with that much energy, or the puppy training or anything like that, I visited with Shane some this morning, the 10-year-old schnauzer mix, and he has a lot of energy, so don't be fooled. He is very energetic, but as soon as it's cuddle time, all he wants to do is sit in your lap and cuddle with you. He's great on a leash, seems to be housebroken, which is very typical of senior pets. They know what you want. They don't need any guidance
exactly.
from you. They're just ready-made pet. Here
exactly.
we are. I'm ready to go.
Exactly. So go to hsppr.org and check out all the vintage.
Exactly. Vintage pets.
The vintage dogs that are up for adoption, part of the Pet Teak sale. And we still need 12 more?
12.
12
yes.
more.
Yeah.
We can do it. We can do it. Really quick, though, before we, and I want to talk about this event because we have another really big event to talk about, and then we're going to talk about some fall safety tips for you and your pets after we take a quick break. But the first time you guys are doing this, you guys had so many requests to do this, and this is an incredible opportunity. Now, I have heard, Gretchen, of yoga, goat yoga, mm-hmm. yoga with goats, but everybody was going, could you guys please do yoga with dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. We have gotten so many requests. Unfortunately, our facility is not really set up to handle a big yoga yeah. class. Fortunately, we were approached by the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center and Root Center for Yoga and Sacred Studies. So we're partnering with them on September 30th. It's a Sunday, and we're bringing some puppies to yoga.
Oh, that is so awesome. So people can work out and see some cute puppies. Mm-hmm. And now if people are wanting to get registered for the yoga with puppies, how do they do that?
I don't think you need to register. I think you can just show up, and it is donation based, and then all the proceeds will be going back to the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region. You just need to visit either our Facebook page, Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region, or the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center Facebook page. There is a Facebook event there, and it has everything you need to know about when, where, why, how, and just show up and do some yoga with some puppies.
You know what? I would be like, okay, forget the yoga.
I'll just play with the puppies.
I'm just going to hang out with the puppies. That would be me. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to have some fall safety tips with Gretchen. Plus, you may have heard of this annual event.
Maybe.
It's called Pottoberfest. We'll have details coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Our guest today, Gretchen Presley, Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. And yes, we're going to talk about Pottoberfest. Woo. Don't worry, we'll get to it. Such a massive event and so much fun. We'll talk about that. But we do want to talk about, it's hard to believe, Gretchen, and you and I were talking in the break, like, it is the end of August. We're heading into September. Like, what happened to the year?
I know. I can't believe, wasn't it March, yesterday?
Yeah. I was like, okay, well, I thought the last time Gretchen was on, we were talking about summer tips to keep your pets safe.
In the heat.
But we're going to cover tips to help keep your critters safe as we head into the colder months. And I know it's going to be close to 90 today. But,
I was up early this morning and it was chilly.
I'm just
throwing that out there. It's starting.
Exactly. The leaves are starting to change. And in fact, I think it was last week, I went out and I was like, oh my gosh.
Not ready for the cold. As much as I didn't like the heat, I'm not ready for the cold.
I'm a little more ready for the cold. So let's talk about... these are kind of generic safety tips, right?
Yes.
To apply to everybody. So let's jump in. So obviously the main thing, don't leave your animals outside in freezing temperatures.
Please don't. If it's cold for you, it is cold for them. That being said, take the dog into consideration. If it's a young dog, if it's an older dog, they are not going to be able to cope with the cold as well as healthy adult dogs. Dogs with really thick coats, huskies, Akitas that are used to being outside.
Malamutes.
They love playing in the snow. They can handle it for long stretches of time. Short-haired little dogs, not going to be able to handle that for a long period of time. So you know your dogs. You know what they can handle. Always look for signs of distress in your dogs if you're out hiking in the cold. Everybody kind of thinks like barking is a bad sign, but actually that means they're up, they're active, they're moving around. As soon as your dog starts getting sluggish, starts lying down, that's when you really need to worry. So if you see a neighbor's dog, maybe you've seen him out for a while, they're barking, playing, not a problem at all. If he starts getting sluggish, starts lying down in the cold, that's when there could be a problem there. Please give our animal law enforcement a call. We would love to check out the situation, make sure that dog has adequate shelter for the weather, get them into a good situation, them and their owner, I should say, into a good situation. But just for normal pet owners while walking your dogs here in the cold, even the fall, all the smells are starting to change. There are going to be leaves blanketing the ground. When there's snow on the ground, smells are very, very different. So we always recommend keeping your dog on a leash, keeping tags and collars on them at all times, because if they do get lost, those smells are going to make it harder for them to find their way homes, especially when there's snow on the ground.
The changing smells.
Exactly. So summer, they can pretty much follow their way back very easily. If there's snow on the ground, they're going to have a much harder time distinguishing the smells that are going to lead them back home. We also always recommend if you've taken your dog for a hike or a walk in the snow, their paws are covered with snow, please just wipe those off. Also, we see her a lot, the salt all over all the sidewalks and roads.
Is that really bad for their paws?
They can handle it to an extent, but it's not good for them. It can damage their paws. It can make them sore. It can just irritate their paws. So if you do go running, walking a lot, we recommend having little booties, which not only is adorable, it also protects your dog's feet.
And you know what? The first first couple of times they step in those are hilarious.
I know. They're like, nope, I'm not going to do
so
this.
So make sure you video it.
Please put it on our Facebook page. We'd love to share it.
Absolutely.
But that'll protect their paws. If you're just going for a short little walk around the block, just make sure you wipe their paws off, wipe any snow off, just to keep them as warm and dry as possible. And then again, just make sure to keep them safe and warm with you whenever possible.
You know, and I wanted to touch on the keep them on leash thing. Is it a law in Colorado and Colorado Springs that your dogs must be leashed when they're out?
Yes, there is a leash law within the city limits of Colorado Springs. In the county, there are some areas that are not leash lawed, but here in Colorado Springs, it is a law that your dog has to be on a leash at all times unless in a designated area such as a dog park.
Right. And then they're still, you know, contained and,
exactly,
and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay. And you were talking about the smells. My dog's, okay, one's 115 pounds.
So just a little guy.
He's little. And the other one's about 85, 90. And they both go, yeah, I know how to train my dogs, people. I don't want to hear about it. But they both right now are going opposite directions when I'm on the walks. And I'm like, I'm sure I'm a comedy show for people that are walking by. So the smells thing,
really smile a lot at you right now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think we are a comedy act in the neighborhood. So I really did not realize that all the shifting smells can really... Mm-hmm. mess them up.
Exactly. And just as you're saying, all the fun smells, the wildlife being out for fall,
oh my
leaves,
gosh, yeah,
there's a lot to stimulate a dog right now, which can be a lot of fun for them, but can also be extra incentive to do running off when you least expect it.
Yeah, so don't let them do that.
Exactly.
And now the foot, and I don't know about this because I know we don't have the vets on with us from the hospital, but I would worry with those salt, I'm really worried about those salt things and mm-hmm. booties, so I always try and wipe their feet. But I'm sure, too, if it gets stuck in their hair and they ingest it.
Yeah, it's really not good for them. Again, just a tiny bit isn't bad, especially if it's the pure salt. And they make a lot of salts that are safe for pets, which I always try to buy, of course. But a lot of them have chemicals in them. A lot of antifreezes especially are, they smell sweet, so they attract animals and wildlife. But they are very, very poisonous to all types of animals. So always be careful with any antifreeze. If they spill, please clean it up as soon as possible.
Yes, as soon as possible.
Yes, and we'll keep everybody safe this winter.
Okay. And I know it's okay. I don't want any emails, people, when I say this. But by the way, last Saturday was 18 Saturdays to Christmas. Don't send me an email. Just a friendly reminder. Any tips heading into the holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas?
We have so
Halloween.
Many fun holidays coming up. These can be so much fun to spend with your pets. Of course, we always recommend safety whenever possible, so that your pets can enjoy these holidays with you. Especially Halloween can be a holiday full of very scary things for pets, people coming to the door, people in costumes, people in scary masks. All of these can make your pet very anxious. So if you do have a dog or cat prone to anxiety when meeting strangers, we'd always recommend keeping them in a quiet room away from all the hubbub and noise. If you're going to be having parties at any of these events, decorations around your home, again, just don't leave your pet unattended with any dangling decorations,
right.
Christmas tree ornaments, food they can get into at Thanksgiving. Just monitor your pets at all time, and then make sure any guests that you have know the rules of your house. If your dog or cat is allowed outside, you don't want pet or guests letting them out if they're not allowed outside. You don't want any unattended animals getting into the food or decoration. So really, it's just common sense things, but just being a little extra aware around the holidays so we can keep all of our pets safe.
And people that come to my house know you're a guest.
They live here.
No, I'm one of those people.
Absolutely. That's what we like to hear.
Okay, we're going to take a quick news break, and then all things Pawtoberfest when we come back with Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society for the Pikes Peak region is here. And if you love dogs and you love beer,
have we got an event for you.
Have we got an event for you. I was talking to you this morning, Gretchen, and I was like, gosh, it seems like Pawtoberfest just quadruples every year.
It has been a phenomenal event for many years now, but last year was our biggest ever event, and we changed it up quite a bit. And apparently it was pretty successful because it was our largest ever in terms of money raised and attendees. We have shifted more towards a festival type event instead of just a 5K dog walk.
Right.
And this festival is pretty much anything you could imagine if we're a dog-friendly festival. It's a craft brews and spirits tasting, first and foremost. We'll have more than 7 75 sponsors and vendors
75.
There. Yes, all giving out free stuff, freebies, pamphlets, anything you can imagine for you and for your furry friends. We'll have music there. We'll have agility demonstrations from our friends at Allbridge Rescue and Training. We'll have pet contests like the costume contest, the best kiss contest, the pet owner lookalike contest. Yeah. Always so much fun to watch and participate in, of course. Activities for the whole family. We'll have kids' booths set up. We'll have arts and crafts, face painting. And then, of course, all of the beer and wine and moonshine and cider that you can drink.
Right.
And scrumptious food from the local food trucks.
Well, are you guys still doing the 5K run walk too?
So it's actually a 2-mile, we're calling it a 2-mile dog walk. And that'll kick off the
event. So it's kind of changing this
year.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we are still having it. We want everybody to get in that nice walk in the morning before filling their bellies up with beer and food in the afternoon.
Right.
That's where the event kicks off, of course. We all open everything at 8:30, which is at Bear Creek Nature Center, where the dog walk kicks off. Dog walk starts at 10 a.m. So you'll walk down that nice 2-mile trail, a nice gentle walk to get yourself ready for all the beer. Festival opens at 10 a.m. as well, if you just want to skip that dog walk, not in the mood to walk off the beer just yet. So the festival does open. You can check out some of the vendors, walk around a little bit. The craft brews and spirits tasting begins at 11 a.m.
Wow.
And the list of breweries and beverage partners is long.
Hit us with some of them. Because you know what I'm going to be, and you're the same way, Gretchen, I'm going to be like, oh yeah.
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh. As soon as you hear this list, I mean, you're going to be like, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there. So we have 27 beverage partners, including 300 Days Distilling, Apple Valley Cider, Boulder Beer, Breckenridge Distillery, Bristol Brewing, Colorado Mountain Brewery, Fossil Craft Beer, Goat Patch, Oscar Blues, Peaks and Pines, Phantom Canyon, Pub Dog, Rock Bottom, Sovereignty Wines.
Oh my goodness.
Of course, Starbucks for our non-alcoholic drinkers.
Yeah.
So as you can see, it's not just beer. It's a lot of beer, but it's ciders, it's moonshine, it's wines, anything you could want to try, it's there. And thankfully, with that registration, you get a little adorable tasting mug, and you get to unlimited tastings.
So you take your little mug around and you go, hit me with it.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. I want to try this IPA. I want to try that moonshine. And they will fill up your tiny little mug, which is all you need, because you need to taste all of the different offerings
right.
from all of these different places. And but you can keep going back for more. You can pick out your favorites. And again, just so much fun for you. It'll be so much fun for your dog. We'll have dog games set up everywhere. We'll have pools of water they can play in all over. We'll have treats for the dogs and lots of different booths. So again, really an event for the whole family. It goes on all day long.
I was going to say, it sounds like this is turning into very much a full day event.
It is.
I remember when this started, it was like, okay, here's run walk.
Exactly. In the morning and we're done.
And we're done.
No.
Now it's turned into a run walk. Okay, let's hang out a little bit.
Exactly.
And now it's, okay, let's go for a walk. And now let's,
you know what? Even skip the walk. We're just going to go drink all day.
Okay, so is it actually happening at the park?
Bear Creek Regional Park.
Okay.
Parking is going to be at the Norris Penrose Event Center overflow parking lot. We'll have
the
signs.
Overflow.
Yes, we'll have signs all over the place. It's 1106 West Moreno Avenue, which no one's going to remember. So just check out our website. We'll have signs directing everybody there. We'll have dog-friendly shuttles that run throughout the day. That was actually one of my favorite parts last year, is seeing these buses pull up. And instead of children in the windows, you just see row after row of dogs waiting for the festival.
I bet that's great. You're like, click.
Exactly. It's so, so cute. So don't worry about driving to and from. We'll have those shuttles. We're going to be partnering with some ride sharings in case you don't want to drive at all. You're really planning to drink all day. Just check out our website for all of that. Again, that registration is $45, but it will be going up $5 on event day. So make sure you go to pawtoberfest.org right now. Get in that registration. One thing that's also new this year, I should mention, if you create a team of 4 or more members, so this is you and 3 of your human friends, not dog friends, all of your dog friends.
So
are
you're
welcome.
Saying I can't count my dog friends.
I'm sorry, no, you do have to be human friends, but
okay.
They can come and they can be in the picture with you.
Okay.
But if you have 3 or more human friends that sign up with you, you'll receive VIP treatment. You'll get a swag bag, emphasis on the wag. You'll get a team
swag bag,
swag
gonna, yeah.
bag, and a team photo at our photo booth
awesome.
With your team. So grab some of your friends. You can also fundraise as a team, win even more prizes. But even if you guys just want to show up for your picture, we would love to have you and all your friends there.
That is so much fun. And again, there's so much going on. It's an all day event. Now it starts at 8:30. I'm looking at the schedule, and it goes till I mean, it closes at 3.
Mm-hmm. So the craft beer and spirits tasting ends at 2:30, just so we can start, you know, getting everybody sobered up and out. But the festival closes at 3, so you can still visit all the vendors for half an hour after you're done drinking everything. But you can be having those tastings from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., which is a great day in my book.
Now, I know other events have done this. I think you guys have talked about this before, but I don't know if it's happened, like teaming up with like Uber or Lyft or like for folks that may have had just a little bit too much fun.
Exactly. We're hoping to do some of that. I don't have information about that, but just keep checking our website. Okay. We're hoping to partner with a couple ride shares like that in order to sponsor the event. Get everybody home safely, of course, is our top priority.
So go and check out the website, you guys. It's hsppr.org. Click on Podtoberfest. I love your shirt, by the way, Gretchen.
Thank you. Yes.
Was that last year's?
This is last year's. Yeah. This year's shirt.
Does everybody get a shirt when they register?
That's right. So if you register or you do the youth option, you will get this t-shirt. It's going to be short sleeve this year. So I know everyone can't see me, but it's got our cute little German dog with the fedora.
Yeah.
And it'll be short sleeve this year. It's going to be kind of a teal color. And then, of course, it'll say 2018. And these shirts are so soft. I wear mine all of the time.
That's like I love the dog mom shirt you gave me for, what was it? Mother's Day.
Yes,
I'm like, that's just a shirt that you hug. So how has it, it's awesome, Gretchen. And we were kind of talking about, but the event and how it has just grown. Because this is which annual event for Podtoberfest?
Oh gosh. I want to say it's like 11th actually being called Podtoberfest.
Right.
But we've had an event like this for years and years, probably 20 years or so. But it has evolved a lot. So if you came out to a Podtoberfest 10 years ago, please come back. It has changed so much.
Right.
Last year, again, was our biggest ever event. We raised over $130,000, which
That's
is our
incredible.
Goal again this year. And we are very close to hitting it already with just pre-registrations and sponsors, which is phenomenal to see. We had more than 1,000 people come out to the Craft Brews and Spirits tasting, attend the festival and everything. I mean, number of dogs were just countless. So many amazing dogs were there. So again, we've raised more money than ever before last year. We had more attendees than ever before last year. So we're really hoping this event is even bigger so we can reach even more members of the community. And we all have just a really fun day together in support of the homeless pets of the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region.
Absolutely. And besides Furball, this is the second largest fundraiser of the year.
And this one this one doesn't raise quite as much money as Furball, but this one definitely has more people because we want everybody to come to Podtoberfest.
Right.
Furball's a little more, you know, we don't have that many seats. We don't want to, you know, we don't have the room for the entire town to come, though we would all love you all. Podtoberfest, we do. We want the whole town to come out to Bear Creek Regional Park.
That's awesome. Okay, so go get registered. Registration's already open.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
go
it
get
is.
Pre-registered now, $45, right?
Yes, that's right. And then it'll go up to $50 on event day. So if you know you're going to attend, go ahead and get that registration in now.
And let's just cover really quick, friendly four-legged family members.
Yes, please. Yeah. We you know your dogs. As I always say, you know your dogs. You know if they're friendly around other dogs. You know if they're going to be boisterous, aggressive. So please bring friendly dogs to the event. Recommended spay and neuter, just so nobody is causing problems. We will have, of course, our volunteers there. They're very well trained in dog management, able to help out with any problems. But you know, we really don't have a lot of incidents.
Sure.
The dogs get along really well. The people get along really well. It's really just a fun day.
So get registered again. Go now to hsppr.org. And when we come back, all that amazing money, how it goes to help support the Humane Society. We'll talk about that when we come back on The Extra on KRNO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra. Today we're talking with Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region. And Gretchen, before we talk more, because I was looking and we didn't even talk about half of Podtoberfest. wait for it. Food truck, food court, going to be there. There's going to be some contests, costume contests and pooch smooch. You know what? My dog, Doc, would win that.
You should bring him.
He is the ultimate, like, I love you.
And I'm going to kiss your entire face.
And I'm going to kiss your entire face. I don't care who you are.
He sounds like a definite contender.
Oh,
I
think he would win it. Yes. I think he could take it.
I know we've had some stiff competition in the past, but he sounds like a contender.
But I wanted to touch on before we talk about those things, and I wanted to talk about, because a lot of people aren't aware why these fundraisers are so critical, of course. And people, is there a misconception sometimes that dogs just come into the shelter, the Humane Society, and then they're just put up for adoption? And like, oh, they come in, okay, now they're in the That's not how this works, is
not
it?
At all. Actually, I would say the majority of our work, 80-90% of our work, takes place before they're even available for adoption. So it's really funny. People ask me like, oh, how long is it going to take them to get adopted? And then my answer is always not long at all. Once they become available, they're gone in a day or two.
Yeah,
max.
I couldn't believe it. You said the amount, and you know, it varies from day to day, but a lot of animals are getting adopted, and that's fantastic.
Yes, which is fantastic to see. And that's, of course, what we'd love to see. But what people don't realize when they look at how fast they're getting adopted is how long they were behind the scenes working with them. And so, for example, we were talking about senior pets earlier, and the senior pets, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but as a whole, they stay on average 5 more days in the shelter than their friends. And that's not because they're not getting adopted as fast. They actually are. It's because senior pets need more upfront medical work than
so
the average adult.
So you guys do the full physical everything.
Exactly. So when a senior pet comes in, we'll of course do blood work to make sure all their organs are in tip-top shape. If we see any issues, like we have an elevated liver enzyme count, not a vet, but we can work with that. We can see, okay, is this medication going to help? And we can work with the adopter. Okay, we've seen these concerning things. Please talk about it with your veterinarian. If we see any masses, could just be benign cysts, no problem at all. Could be tumors. We want to make sure we take care of that beforehand. Maybe the pet has bladder stones. If they're having trouble urinating, coming from a situation where they were perhaps having accidents in the house, they could have something wrong with their urinary tract.
Causing that.
Exactly. We want to make sure they're as healthy as possible. I have seen our veterinarians take out, you know, a pound of bladder stones out of a dog's bladder.
And they were like a whole new dog.
Exactly. And they feel so wonderful afterwards. And we do a lot of dental work. We'll do dental work on, I think we did thousands of dental cases last year.
Sure.
So again, it's
every
all of
dollar
that.
Goes to
exactly.
helping
it's,
animals.
It's so much medical care. And again, it's not just that they're getting adopted so fast, which is wonderful to see, but it's all that prep that went into getting them adopted that
getting
fast.
Getting that animal ready.
And that's what we need that money for, because
absolutely.
Every day they stay with us is more money. Every staff member, every veterinarian who looks at them is more money. And of course, we're happy to do it. We want what's best for these animals. We want them to go into wonderful homes as ready as possible to be healthy.
And healthy, yeah.
Yes. And the more funds we are able to take in from events like Paw Terror Fest, the more pets we are able to help.
Which is fantastic. And when you guys can, you also reach out to other animal shelters and stuff across the state and help them by
absolutely.
Bringing,
yeah. You know, that's kind of the future of animal welfare, is all of these networks across the country. So when they have dogs that we can bring in, we do. And then we can get them adopted out here in this wonderful Colorado Springs city where everyone loves their dogs. If we have problem dogs that are not thriving in the shelter, we can send them to our rescue partners who can work with them individually to help those behaviors that may not make them suited for the average adoption home.
Right.
So it's really a communicative effort across the country, and we have so many partners. And, you know, we vet our rescues very carefully to make sure they're all going to the right places, be coming from places. We see a lot of dogs from Texas that have heartworm. So as long as we're able to know that in the first place, we get them in, we can treat them,
get them out.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But we don't want a situation where they're coming in and we don't know anything, and we send a dog into a home and they have all these medical problems that we didn't know about.
Right. Yeah, and that's what all of this goes to, is helping all of these animals that come in to the Humane Society. So that's why Pawtoberfest is so much fun. And again, I was not lying when I said the events almost quadrupled, was I?
No. We were talking during the break that this time last year we had about 100 pre-registrations, and we're at 300 pre-registrations.
But that's because it's so much fun. Get registered, you guys. And a couple of things we didn't have a chance to touch on really quick. Again, there will be a food truck food court.
Oh, yes.
That will be there.
And I mean, all of the best ones. We've got Potato Potato. We've got Witty Pork. We've got Furry Friends Inc., which is doggy ice cream. Can't go wrong with that. We got High Grade Food. Sapo Guapo Tacos, which I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly. But we have all the amazing food trucks. So delicious. If you come for all day, you might even be able to hit two of them, breakfast and lunch.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously. I love it. And then you're going to have the fundraising team awards, and then the pet contest, including costume, pet owner lookalike, or pet and owner lookalike contest.
Yes.
And then the pooch. I'm bringing Doc.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be a smooch down.
We cannot wait to see that. That is one of my favorites. The dogs, some of the dogs, it's really funny. The owner's like, here, kiss me. The dog's like, no. Or the dogs are like, heck yeah. And they like mow their owners down and they're licking them all over their faces. So.
And then he just keeps going. I'm like, okay, doc. Yeah. And he's like, no, we're going to keep going. Get that.
He sounds like a winner. Yeah.
So awesome, you guys. Go get registered for Pottoberfest. Again, it's coming up September 15th, Bear Creek Regional Park. And where can they get their tickets?
So you can go to pottoberfest.org for that registration. Or if you can't remember that, go to hsppr.org and click on that link.
And again, you guys, this is now an all-day event. An all-day event.
That's right. Full day of fun for your entire family, exactly. Furry friends included.
Awesome. And Gretchen, all the tips and everything we talked about today, I'm sure, are up on the Humane Society's website.
Absolutely. You can always visit us at hsppr.org for more information. Please check out our Facebook page, Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. So we are everywhere you are.
Perfect. Gretchen, always great to see you. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it's the Business Week in Review. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.